3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. Always glad to be here. Today, my special guest is Dem Guys.
So,
not these guys, not those guys, but Dem Guys. You guys from the Bronx?
Yes, yes sir.
The Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx.
Okay. So, the person that I arranged this was with is JD. JD, we want to introduce the rest
sure,
of the guys?
Roger. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having us up here, and I think this is a great thing you do here for all the musicians out there.
Thank you.
It's a great venue. Let me start here. On the left is Anthony on the keyboards. Next to him is Mr. Anthony on the guitar. On my right is Lancey on guitar and vocals. And on the far right is Jimmy the Flash, the bass man, on the bass.
Man, I almost got pissed you didn't introduce me, but I'm not in the band.
You were next.
Okay, so you guys, I got to give a shout out to you, you know. Most of the time, I drag my butt here around 5:30, and it's chaos, and nothing's going on. I get here at 5:30 today. You already did the sound check.
Oh, yeah, quite a few songs in between, too.
And even made a water run.
Yes, well.
Now, I hate to say, that's giving your age away.
I didn't know if I could bring beer in here, right?
Well, you know what? Can we bring beer in here?
It's public TV, isn't it?
Well, the public drinks beer. They certainly tax it enough, right? Anyway, so how long have you guys been together? More or less,
what, 10 years? It started off as just these two guys for about 30 years, and I would sit in with them, and then the Flash came into the picture, and then Anthony came in the picture. We've been together about 2 years.
Now, I know you do a lot of work at
Legion Post, American Legion Post.
Yeah.
Well, where did you play this Saturday?
We played at the Samuel Young Post in the Bronx.
Right, the VA yeah, Post,
the VA.
Right.
We usually play the VA Post, the Caroni Post, which some of us were members of for years, but they're having a little financial trouble and the building's not available to us anymore. So through the years, we've done fundraisers, we've got other bands, local bands together, and raised money trying for the vets, keep the post going. It's a good thing, place to hang out.
Man, there's going to be a whole new generation of vets. Yeah.
They need a place to hang out. People to bullshit with, you know, unload their troubles. Listen to some blues. Get happy for a while.
All right, so you and I met at Emeralds in the Bronx.
Yes.
At a blues jam run by Johnny Feds and the Blues Boys.
Fabulous Johnny Feds, yeah.
That's
sitting
right.
With those guys often, too.
So, today, we're going to hear you guys play a couple of songs. But let me ask you this. How did you... You're the harp player.
Yes.
What first turned you on to the harp?
I used to play hooky a lot when I was a kid. One day, we were cutting out, and we were in the Bronx Botanical Garden.
Love that place.
And there's a spot there where the creek winds through, and it's stone, and the natural acoustics are just outrageous. And I heard someone playing a harmonica, and it made me nuts. I got the bug right then and there. I had to go out and buy one. I did.
Cool.
And that, and listening to records and radio and the blues. Once the blues got a hold of me, that was it. It was all over.
Well, blues rock was really big in around 66, 67.
Really wasn't available on the radio at the time. I used to listen to a lot of rock. I used to listen to the Doors. I used to listen to the Stones. And,
well, they were blues-based
and
groups.
They were all listening to the blues. And Eric Clapton is the one who turned me on to Junior Wells. Like, I'm trying to play my harmonica the way he plays his guitar, trying to style it after him. I can't play like him. And then I find out he's listening to Junior Wells and trying to style it after him, a harmonica player. So something was there. You know what I mean?
You guys remember the band The Blues Project?
Blues Project, sure.
Wake Me, Shake Me.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to my daughter the other day. She just had her junior prom. And I said to her, well, what band played there? Shouldn't have asked that question. She goes, Dad, we don't have bands at any of our dances. We have DJs.
DJs, MP3 players, iPods, it's all pre...
But not only that, then she goes, we would never want a band to play.
Yeah.
I go, why? She goes, well, we probably wouldn't know the songs they play. They probably wouldn't play them like they sound on the radio.
Another blues band that I was playing with, we were playing at a bar, and... all of a sudden, a It was a shower, but the guys were invited anyway. The whole party showed up, 40, 50 people, and they brought a DJ with them, and they offered to pay us if we would leave. But we were welcome to stay and party with them, but they just wanted us to stop playing.
You know, I hate to say it, but it happened to me.
But the guys kind of got insulted, but I said, hey, let's take the money and hang out with them.
But I mean, for me, when I was growing up, there was a lot of local dances at the Jewish temples, at the different churches,
right.
And they were all teenagers, you know, and they would do the Beatles, they would do the Stones, they do, the big one was the Doors, Light My Fire,
yeah.
If you had a Farfisa organ,
you were in. The Animals, the Zombies.
Right, and the thing is, as I said to my daughter, those tunes were all easy to play because there was no studio tricks.
Right.
You know, you couldn't take Paris Hilton and change her voice and fly it all over the place, so basically it was easy to do. But to me, it's kind of sad. I feel bad for the kids growing up who want to play music because I'm not sure where they're going to play.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to play guitar. Everybody wanted to sing. It was the thing to do. Be up on the stage with them guys doing what the guys we listen to on the radio
guys,
do.
I like that.
Them guys. You know them guys.
But
we
we all know what drove us.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly the music.
Yes.
No.
I can't mention this on public TV.
Well, you can mention it, you just have to say it politely.
Women.
I was just listening to John Mellencamp on the radio over here. He's saying, you know, I'm 22 years old. I wasn't doing it for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
So anyway, so you guys going to do a couple of songs for us?
We'd love to.
Sure.
Okay, so you can introduce both songs at once or one at a time. Stretch out a little bit.
Okay.
I'm
going to
grab myself. We're going to do the big shift.
Very good.
And here we go.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.
What
happened? All right, we're going to do J.D. Blues, start off with that.
J.D., I heard of him. What key do we do J.D.'s Blues in? G?
The same one we always do, G.
Thank you for reminding me.
And one, and two, and a... also do another one called the 233rd Street Shuffle. That's also in the Bronx.
In the Bronx. See? Hey. See? See?
On my mind.
Thank you very much. Roger, come have a seat.
Yeah, come on now.
Slightly.
Let's see if we can do it without tripping or pulling anything.
I did it. I got here.
Oh. That was only my head.
You guys sounded like the Beatles on that last one. Have some fun tonight.
Little influence there, yeah, I guess.
It was a very big influence. I used to smoke pot with John Lennon.
Can't say that on live TV.
Can you say that on TV?
Oh, why not?
They rolled their own cigarettes together.
Well, that was back in 71 when it was legal.
Now, you... You had an eye condition, right? Glaucoma?
Yes.
Actually, I had some cataracts just recently.
Every time I was in a crowd.
So what was your involvement with John Lennon?
Well, I met John Lennon through David Peel on the Lower East Side.
Sure.
Heard of him, I guess, back
I've
in the 60s.
I've even played with Dave.
All right, so you know David. Anyway, we were doing an album, The Pope Smokes Dope.
Yeah.
Well, we were doing an album, and Tommy Doyle said, listen, John Lennon's going to, produce the rest of it. I said, yeah, okay. Went down to Record Plant, walked in, there was John Lennon. And we hung out for about 2 or 3 weeks with him. Went to Ann Arbor, Michigan, up there with Force with him, and played in the John Sinclair Rally. All the radical people, but I didn't know much. But
10 for 2. That's when that guy did 10 years for giving 2 joints.
John Sinclair?
Right.
Undercover cop.
Right, well, they wanted him in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they want you in jail, there's always a way to get you there.
Yeah.
So John Lennon did the rally, and 2 days later, he was out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So there was a little pressure. Voting age just turned 18, and a lot of 18-year-olds were following, Beatle fans were turning 18, and I guess they felt a little pressured.
So whatever happened to David Peel? Is he still
He's still down in the village playing his music. He's down at the Imagine Strawberry Field site every on John Lennon's birthday and on the anniversary of his death on December 8th. And I go down there every now and then just to kick around,
He shows up every now and then and sits in with us.
I just got a different kind of cable TV, and I've been watching all the new channels I have. I'm actually a big country fan. Until I got cable TV, there was no way to hear or watch country.
Yeah.
But also, I watched VH1 Classic. I mean, they did this great thing on The Who, but last night they did something on John Lennon. And they had some real interesting stuff with the Beatles, because, when the Beatles and the Stones first started, they played on stages this big with tiny little amplifiers.
Right.
And it was really just, two guitar players, bass, drum.
3 drums, right? The bass, the tom-tom, and a... the kit was so small, the drum kit even.
Right, it so different from today. So, where do you guys play around these days? What venues?
Well, we'll play wherever they let us, Roger. Drop us a line at 917-969-5089.
You don't want to put your phone number out.
No, that was my phone
number. That was his phone number. Anyway, we've been playing a lot at the American Legion Post, trying to raise some money and spirits.
Oh, don't forget Skibbo's. That was the big game
we had. We play at the beer distributor, wherever there's free hot dogs and beer. We're there.
Let me ask you this question. Usually on the show we have some canned questions, and I want you to listen to the questions because you can answer them next show.
Okay,
but I know you prepared for it. You're stranded on a desert island for 2 weeks, and you only have 2 CDs. What would you bring?
I would bring Willie Nelson. He's got an album out, Lookout Blues, and he sits in with half a dozen other people.
One of my favorites.
Love the way he sings. He's got Francine Reed playing with him. He's got Stevie Wonder playing with him. He's got Tony Bennett playing with him. He's got that kid, Lang?
Johnny Lang.
It's just a great album.
What's the name of that album again?
Milk Cow Blues. Willie Nelson.
I love the way he plays guitar.
It's like Django Reinhardt. Ding-a-ding-a-ding. It's just a great lick in every song.
Well, what I love about him is he's got his own sound. So he's one of those guitar players, like, if I didn't hear him sing and I heard him play, I would know that's Willie.
He's got a great harp player in the band, too, Mickey Raphael, dynamite harp player. Been with him from the beginning.
What's the other CD?
Tony Bennett.
Which one?
Oh, in the duets one where he sings with everybody and their mother on it. I could just hear myself going from rags to riches. I love Tony. Tony Bennett, I grew up with him in my house. It's just...
Well, Tony owes a lot to his son.
Yeah.
Because his son took over managing his career around 10 years ago and introduced him to the whole...
The whole new younger audience.
Well, you know, it's just so funny because you can't call it the MTV generation because we're way beyond the MTV.
He's such a cool cat too, Tony. Just a great guy.
So the other question that we talked about was if you could put together your dream band of anybody living or dead.
Okay.
It could be as big or as small. You could do multiple sets with different guys or women. Who would be in your band?
Well, I got a band. It would be a blues band. We'd have to have Willie Dixon on bass. Willie Dixon, he's the Shakespeare of the blues. And then we should have Sam Lay on drums, just a playful ball butterfield, the greatest shuffle drummers out there. He wore some fancy shoes, dude, not like the things I'm wearing. And we'd have to get Jimmy Rogers on guitar. Maybe Eric Clapton could sit in with us too. I would naturally be playing harp. Maybe we can get Paul Butterfield to come, you know what I mean, hang out and I could study under him. But that would be it. Jimmy Rogers, Eric Clapton, Muddy Waters, Sam Lay.
If you had something to say to young people who are just getting into music, what would you say to them?
Play as much as you can, whenever you can, wherever you can. Put your heart and soul into it. It'll never fail you. Music is just another form of your spirit speaking. It'll bring you peace. It'll take you places. It'll make you meet people. It's just a beautiful thing. If you're smart, it'll keep you out of trouble, too.
Right, weren't we talking about... kept you out of a lot of trouble.
Kept me out of a lot of trouble.
What would you say to young people?
Well, I'd say the same thing. Just make sure you practice a lot. It doesn't come easy. You've got to practice at least an hour and a half a night. And just learn your instrument and play with your heart and soul and play with feeling. Once you play with feeling, then it just comes out.
Doesn't matter. I would add something. I would say listen to all styles of music, many different styles.
Sure. All right, yeah.
Because you never know. It's funny, you think you want to play one kind of music and you like one kind of music, and then when you're actually playing, someone will say, man, you sound like this, and you never even thought that you wanted to sound
right.
like that.
Never
you
even imagined
sound
even
like,
playing that, yeah.
And it just comes out. Hey, I want to thank you guys so much for coming down and hanging with us.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This is a great thing you're doing here.
We're keeping it alive. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Woo! So how we do? Do we pass the audition?